أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Yesterday we started the chapter Babu al-Jam'i Bain al-Khawf wal-Raja, the chapter that deals with combining between the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and having hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a trait of a mu'min. Al-Iman Bain al-Khawf wal-Raja, that Iman is such a thing that it is between fear, have were concerned Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take me to task for the gunas that I commit, والرجاء, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful. So a person also keeps that in mind, so he doesn't become despondent. So both a person needs, like a bird needs two wings to fly and to gain that altitude, like that a person has to have fear in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Simultaneously he needs to have hope. If he only has fear, then he'll go into a depression. And if he only has hope, then he'll become neglectful of fulfilling and honoring the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the hadith we did yesterday, and Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qalu, ya'alamu al-mu'min ma inda Allahi min al-uquba ma tami'a bi jannati ahad. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if a mu'min knew what punishment lies with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not one believer will have hope for jannat. In other words, Allah's punishment is so severe. وَلَوْ يَعْلَمُ الْكَافِرُ مَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ مَا قَنَطَ مِنْ جَنَّتِهِ أَحَدٍ. That if a kafir knew what mercy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has by him, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there won't be one kafir that will lose hope in going to Jannah also. In other words, despite his kufr, he'll still have hope that I can also go into Jannah because he knows the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So vast is the extent of the mercy. So how much more hope a mu'min should have, a believer should have in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other hadith we read, and Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, إِذَا وُضِعَتِ الْجَنَازَةُ وَاحْتَمَلَهَا النَّاسَ وَالرِّجَالُ عَلَىٰ أَعْنَاقِهِمْ فَإِنْ كَانَتْ صَالِحَةً قَالَنْ قَدِّمُونِي قَدِّمُونِي. As Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when a janazah is placed down, and then thereafter people start carrying the janazah to move with this janazah, then the janazah calls out, فَإِنْ كَانَتْ صَالِحَةً, if it is a pious person that had passed away, so he janaza calls out, قَدِّمُونِي قَدِّمُونِي, مُجھے جَلْدِي لے لو, جَلْدِي لے جاؤ, take me quickly, take me very quickly. What he's trying to say is that I want to go to my destination. He already has been exposed now to akhirat and the favors and the beauty of akhirat. They don't delay with me. People here are crying and they're feeling so sorry for him now. This person is going to go to the Qabristan. But he's saying, قَدِّمُونِي قَدِّمُونِي, take me quickly to my place. وَإِنْ كَانَتْ غَيْرَ صَالِحَةٍ, if this person happened to be a person who's not pious, in other words, a sinful person, then he'll say, يَا وَيْلَهَا أَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ بِهَا, woe to it, referring to his body, the soul will say, woe to it, أَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ بِهَا, where are you taking it? يَسْمَعُ صَوْتَهَا كُلُّ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا الْإِنسَانِ, everything hears this, every single creature hears the crying of the sinful person that he's crying now. Everyone hears it, illa al-insan, except insan. Allah Pak makes it such that we can't hear it. وَلَوْ سَمِعَهُ صَعِقًا, had insan been able to hear the cry of a sinful person, then he will fall unconscious just hearing the cry of the sinful person. So therefore Allah Pak has saved us even from hearing the cry of a sinful person. And Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-jannatu aqrabu ila ahadikum min shiraki na'alihi wa naru mithru dhalik. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that jannat is closer to you than the string of your shoelace. From the shoelace of yours, even closer than that, jannat is to you. What is meant by something that is so simple? Something that you take insignificant. Who takes a lace, shoelace as significant? So closer shoelace or the sandal strap is something that is so insignificant. Who takes it as something significant? You got on strap on your sandal. It's nothing that you consider or you look up to or you look at something expensive. But just this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us, in other words, that sometimes you'll do something that seems, appear to be insignificant to you, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates it. Even like how that you look at that strap on that sandal or that lace, you look at it something insignificant, but it is something that although you look at it insignificant, it is something that is useful, it helps a person. So like that, an amal, it looks insignificant to us, but in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Pak appreciates it. وَالنَّارُ مِثْلُ ذَلِكَ. And the fire of Jahannam is also like that. Sometimes you might think that it's a small guna. It's nothing serious, it's a guna that I recommend, but it's small. But it's a small guna in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's something serious, like that strap of that thing. It looks simple, looks insignificant, but yet it's so simple. So in other words, it is easy to stay and it is easy to gain Jannat so long as a person is careful of small things. In English you say, look after the pennies and the pounds will look after themselves. So this is what this hadith is implying. Don't take them to be insignificant. Your Jannat lies in this or your Jahannam lies in this. Today we start a new chapter. Babu Fadlil Bukai min khashyatillahi ta'ala wa shuqan ilayhi. This is the chapter on weeping due to the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, crying due to a person fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَشُوقًا إِلَيْهِ, and longing for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having that desire for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. عن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال قال للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اقرأ علي القرآن. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه, he said that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم told me once that recite Quran for me. Imagine Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, that you recite Quran for me. قلت يا رسول الله أقرأ عليك وعليك أنزل. I said, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I must read to you. In other words, and I must read to you, but Quran itself was revealed to you. It came down directly to you, and you're asking me to read. He was like surprised that you're asking me to read when Quran has come down to you. قال إني أحب أن أسمعه من غيري. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I like to hear it from somebody else. I like to hear somebody else reading. So here also it shows us that it is meritorious sometimes to listen to other person reading, so and you can listen to his voice, melodious voice, the way he's reading Quran. So this is also sawab. It's not that you cannot listen to anyone reading. Provided that when the person is reading, then the people around are not talking, and they are not showing any kind of disrespect to Quran by them engaging in other activities while the Quran is being read. فَقَرَأْتُ عَلَيْهِ سُورَةَ النِّسَاءِ. Then he mentions, I read to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Surah An-Nisa. Surah An-Nisa is the surah that comes after Surah Baqarah. The surah after Surah Ali Imran. حَتَّى جِئْتُ إِلَى هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ. Until I reached this ayat. فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَى هَؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا. What will happen when from every ummah a witness will be called, and you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will be called against your ummah? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mind went to the fact that he will have to testify against his own ummah. Because there will be one person that will be called from every ummah to testify against the actions of his ummah. So when his thought, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's thought went to his ummah, then qala hasbuka al-an, he told Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, enough for now. فَالْتَفَتُّ إِلَيْهِ. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, I turned round to look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَإِذَا عَيْنَاهُ تَذْرِفَانَ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. His eyes were flowing with tears. Flowing with tears. In other words, Quran was a reality. It wasn't such that he would just read Quran and that was it. He read Quran with a reality. This is ayat speaking about akhirat, about the severity. Obviously his mind went to the severity of akhirat. So his mind went to that, and his mind went to the fact that he will have to testify against his ummah. So as a real haqiqat, 100% true, these words are, it caused the eyes and the tears to flow out of the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So for a person to tear and to cry when reading Quran, this is something that is encouraged, this is something that is preferable. So therefore a person will read Quran also. Sometimes we might not understand, but if we read words of Jannat in our heart, at least we came across the word Jannat, we should have hope and longing that, oh Allah, you grant us Jannat. We see the word Jahannam as we're reading, in our heart we make dua, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you save us from Jahannam. So simple things like this we can learn, or we know, and when we read, at least we can make dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillah.